Foul Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Now you might be wondering, where the fuck is Herb?
I'm not here.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky and my wonderful co-host,
Nicole, not Herb.
You'll have to get a little closer.
Sorry.
Don't be shy.
Okay.
This is episode 156. And we just thought we'd record a little something because Nicole's a little fangirl from my work who loves Foul Monkeys.
I've been dying to get on here since I found out about it.
So,
my dreams came true.
How does it feel to be on the same set as my squirrels?
It's magical.
So Nicole is one of the people that listened to my show and found out that my testicles, or my balls, is codenamed
squirrels.
So she was the first one that came up to me. I don't even think I knew she listened to the show. And she was like,
"That surprised
me. How's
you.
Your squirrels?" I'm like, meh.
Tears. You like that I call them your squirrels?
I was so embarrassed. I wanted to kill myself. So this is Nicole. I work with her at Publix, at the corporate office. And would you like to tell them how long you've been in your position and everything?
No. Too long. Way too long.
Your mom's too long.
Shut up about my mom. Every day with that.
So why have you been so excited to be on Foul Monkeys? What's the deal?
I want to be famous.
Like who?
Jeffree Star. Do you know who that is?
You're supposed to say me.
Oh, sorry. Like you. Like Ricky.
I don't know. Who's Jeffree Star?
Some weird guy that my sister loves who has pink hair and sings on MySpace.
Is he gay? He
I
has to be. He has pink hair.
He sings a song about ice cream thighs or something like that. I don't know.
Well, let's look him up. Jeffree Star.
Let's. And you can play his song and laugh at how horrible it is.
Jeffree Star.
It's Jeffree, like, not normal spelling.
Oh.
Like, I think it's...
Jeff Star, queen of the internet?
Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder if he's gay.
That looks him? Like him. Yes, ew. That's him. Ew. Look at his gorgeousness. You love it.
Ew. So, where's his videos?
Let's see here. I don't go on his site.
Videos.
Like,
here we go. We're looking. Oh.
It's one he says.
Do you know which one it is here?
No.
He
says something about ice cream, daydream, lipstick, something. I don't know.
Excuse moi. Ew. Weezer's food fight is on. Looks like maggots. Anyway, Jeffree Star looks like a big old hot tranny mess.
Our new favorite phrase. Hot tranny mess.
You are one fierce hot tranny fucking mess.
Ooh, you added the fucking in.
I know, right?
Even better.
So, Nicole and I kind of have like the same mentality when it comes to dirty stuff. So, we're always talking dirty at work.
Yay, I'm a pervert, everyone. Surprise!
Woo, for perverts!
If you're a pervert, clap your hands.
Or if you're a pervert and have the clap.
Keep that at home, in your pants.
Keep it within your own family.
Keep it on your squirrels, okay?
Ew.
I don't want to go to the seafood restaurant and get your craps, okay?
So, Nicole, she works with me, and I think we've acknowledged that you work with me, so I guess I could stop saying that.
I actually don't work with him. He's a big fat liar.
Oh.
We just met randomly at the grocery store.
At the grocery store?
In the and fruit
I was,
section.
I was testing your melons.
I grabbed a cucumber, and you grabbed the melons. My melons.
And then I grabbed your cucumber.
It was good.
So, wow. Nicole's lost a lot of weight, but she's still got some tiggle bitties.
Thanks.
We'll have to take a picture of them and put them on the website.
No!
Just the cleavage. I mean, basically the microphone's down in your boobs anyway.
Sorry. I can't help that.
And Lauren, I think somebody might have you beat with bigger boobs than you.
Who's Lauren? Because
this is Lauren. This is our listener, Lauren.
I don't know. Hers look pretty big.
So we always have, we always say, tell people if you're a girl and you're a fan of our show, then you have to tell us if your boobs are as big as Lauren's. Right now, she holds the trophy.
Do we know what size Lauren is?
I'm not for sure. Maybe she should email us or call us, Lauren, or something.
Email so I can know if I win.
What size are you?
Do I have to say? Really?
Don't you want to? No one can see you, so what does it matter? They don't know who you are.
People who we work with do.
Well, who listens?
I don't know. I'm a 38 double D.
That's hot.
The back was bigger, but it went down. It's exciting. Girls know what I'm talking about.
That's real exciting. Right, girls, ladies?
Girls understand what I mean when I say that the back size smaller is good. Because it was a 40. Who did that tattoo again? What's his name?
Watch this.
What am I watching?
Just wait.
No, it's X2. God. What the hell? No. He's putting his dick in a bottle?
No, he's putting a bottle in his ass.
No! I heard him go, ugh, no wonder. That hurt like hell. Who's that fat lady?
That's Hillary
Not,
Clinton.
No, listen. The one above it.
But I'm f***ing Obama.
She's f***ing Obama. I'm sorry, but it's true.
But I'm f***ing Obama.
She's f***ing Obama.
He's a spouse, too.
But I'm f***ing Obama.
It's on their head. It's on the floor. When we talk about tool in the dark in every single election that we've had so far.
But I'm f***ing Obama.
She's f***ing Obama.
All right, so that's a funny, I'm
go
f***ing
back
Obama.
Up.
That's
Who
Herb's
is that?
Mom. She got sick on Rub Don't. Nose.
That is not Herb's
Mama
mom.
Mama said he got a little wasted off the Rum Runners.
That is so not Herb's mom.
There's
the
a pregnant,
pregnant man. Hotness. School pizza, I'm afraid. No! Why do you show me these
What's
horrible
some organic,
things?
What's some organic cheese on your pizza?
No. Oh my God. Wait, why does it look so... Why did it look so watery? It did not look natural. Any I've ever seen was more thick and had a consistency. That was like water spitting out.
Ew.
Tears.
That was not tears.
No. It definitely wasn't. That was repulsive.
So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
We what could talk about walking hard.
Yes, let's.
Or scary movies, because we're scary movie fanatics.
Totally.
What's the next movie, scary movie we're going to see?
We haven't
the
seen Prom
Tapes.
Night yet.
We got to see that.
Yes. So we can be scared.
Let's go to appletrailers.com.
And cuddle.
And cuddle. And finger each other.
Oh.
Oh. Whoops, sorry.
Well then.
I hope I brought napkins.
You never bring napkins. It's always up to me to bring the napkins.
Blindness, is that new? What's that about?
I don't know.
Looks scary.
Let's watch the trailer.
Let's.
Yeah, move it so I can see. Who's in it?
Danny Glover. It has to be stupid. Oh, Julianna Moore is in it.
You're dissing Danny Glover? How dare you? Lethal Weapon. It's going to kick your ass.
A small group of afflicted band... That sounds stupid. Let's see here.
Okay.
The Strangers? This is a scary one.
That looks so scary. We're totally going.
It's so scary.
It is.
Let's see here. We have...
What's quarantine?
I bet it's...
October 17th. I bet it's some kind of like epidemic virus. Like Ebola.
HIV.
You have to start quarantining. It's in the air now.
Oh.
Oh, no.
In March 2008, the U.S. government issued an emergency order sealing off an apartment complex in Los Angeles.
Why do I think
zombies.
Of, like,
48 hours later, a hazmat team was sent to investigate the quarantined building.
It's like Uh-oh. Fear on MTV, that guy's mm-hmm. voice.
Authorities have denied any knowledge of the incident.
Oh, there's dead people.
The residents were never heard from again.
Because you're dead.
That's scary.
What's that sound?
There were no explanations. There was no evidence.
No evidence.
Until now.
Tapes.
Poughkeepsie tapes.
Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Apartment's about to begin the rescue process. Police say that she lives alone.
Who is
that? Emily Rose? Unpossessed? What the
fuck?
Oh! Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Oh. Is she a zombie?
I would say so.
Oh.
Emily Rose shouldn't be afraid. She's got the devil in her.
I know, right?
That's totally Emily.
We gotta see it.
It's quarantine. Another one to add to the list. Yes. Dude, what the hell? Okay, you remember Emily Rose. You saw that, right?
Yes, that movie was stupid.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, tricks, tricks, tricks. What was that about? When she was like flinging her body on the ground and speaking in foreign languages.
How'd that go again?
I don't remember. Shut up.
When she was convulsing?
Yes.
Ooh, did you see that?
Yes. He looks gross.
He's scary.
But he's hot, like normally.
Chapter 27 with Jared Leto. It's about the guy that killed John Lennon. It looks scurry and junk.
And stuff.
And stuff.
As such.
As such. And such as.
The Iraq.
I don't see anything else.
Me neither.
Here. So we'll just skip over this. But scary movies, we got to see the Poughkeepsie Files.
Tapes.
The Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Get it right.
Sorry, butch.
Don't use my favorite nickname.
Whore.
Oh. Little dick. Not that I would know or anything.
Flapping vajayjay. Roast beef, nasty, fucking rotten, dried up curtains.
That's disgusting. No, what am I? Dad said when they're long and stretchy like that, you call them saloon doors.
Ew. Saloon doors?
Because I saw a movie once. Well, okay, a porno. And the lady was getting eaten out by this dude. And he was able to like grab a lip with his teeth or lips and pull it back so far that it was like stretching really far out. And the guy I was watching it with, he laughed. He goes, "What do you think it looks like when she farts? Like this?" And he shook his hands all together. But it's saloon doors, according to my dad.
That's disgusting.
It was.
Your dad's watching porn like that?
No, I just told him about the girl and her horrible vagina. And that's what he called it. He said,
"You talk to your dad about porns?"
We're very open.
I see.
It's not like I like, does hey, he, Dad, does he, let's watch these together.
Does he open your beef curtains?
Oh! Oh, my God.
Does he like the roast beef?
Shut up.
Rare or cooked?
You are done with that
speak. You're like, this show is over.
I'm going to slam my headphones down and storm out angrily.
Angrily?
Angrily.
Smell that shit. Do it.
Dewdrop. I'm Dewdrop. I'm your son, Dewdrop.
So, yeah, we started talking about Walk Hard.
The Dewey Cox story, if you haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny. And stuff.
I'm going to kill you with a machete.
Me.
Oh,
are you going to half me?
I could see my big colon.
Shut up, Cheryl Cox Teagues.
You're not even half of the boy the top half of Nate was.
So, are you only saying I'm 1/4?
Boy that Nate was before he was in half. What is this?
That's my old driver's license before I got my new one. I know it's old. Look how skinny I am.
You totally were. What's with the little like shell the necklace? Shells?
Because I was hot as shit when
my brother wears that, but he's Hawaiian.
Well, he also weighs 900 pounds.
Dis.
What if he listens to this?
He doesn't.
How do you know? We have Hawaiian listeners.
He lives in California. California listeners. And he doesn't ever go on my MySpace, so he doesn't know.
Well, he might have found foul monkeys somewhere else.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
Can you put the knife down, please?
Sorry.
So,
my switchblade.
Do you want to tell everybody anything about Ricky that you know that they might not know?
I don't even know where I could begin.
That much?
Well, I don't know what everyone else knows. Probably more than me.
You talk and I'll tell you.
Do they know about your Friar Tuck wig?
No.
Okay, I'll share that then. For Halloween, last year, we went to this costume shop that's nearby, and we were trying on costumes, or not really costumes, but like looking at props and things like that for our costumes for work. And they have this whole wall full of like wigs and hairstyles and just all kinds of crazy stuff. And he put on this one wig that had like a bald top, but long black hair. Well, not really long, but like shoulder length black hair along the side. So he pretty much had a skullet, not a mullet. Not a mullet, a skullet. And he had on a cape, and he looked just like Friar Tuck from Robin Hood.
And I was cute, y'all.
You're going to rob from the rich and give to the poor?
I should totally wear that next year and be Friar Tuck.
You should. It would be, and you have to wear tights and everything.
Wait, Friar Tuck didn't wear tights.
They
wore the cloak.
All did.
He wore the cloak.
You he had see to wear tights. Pants. I'm not assuming. With the cloak. I'm assuming he wore tights because they all wore tights back then, not jeans or.
I wonder why men don't wear tights anymore.
Because it's not popular.
Cool. Popular. Popular. I wanna be popular.
Wicked.
Which is totally playing in Orlando, and I want to see it, but. I suppose, y'all. Sue.
Ditto.
We work for a company that don't have to give money to us.
Especially me.
Are you bitter?
Finally. I have a habit of singing my words. I apologize. See, I did it again.
What are you talking about?
It's blue light.
Nicole.
Wow. No, when I was in
middle... Let's sing the rest of the podcast.
When I was in middle school... My friends used to tease me because my name is Nicole, which is not that bad, but there's a weird spelling. It's N-I-C-H-O-L-E.
Nichole.
Yeah. I heard every name in the book. I heard Nichole.
I've always seen Nicole spelled that way, so I don't know why it's weird.
Well, not me. I've heard Nichole, Nick Hole, as with the H pronounced. Not cool. Nick at...
Yo, Nick Hole.
Nick at Night, Nickelodeon, Nickaderm, Nichols, Nicholas.
Nickaderm?
Nickaderm CQ, remember the patch?
Oh, are you
and
kidding
the worst
me?
Was Nicola, like the Ricola commercial. Felt like I had to be in
well,
the Swiss
Well, at least people aren't calling you Dick, like me. Or Tricky Dick.
True.
Or Dick Sucker.
I call you that, though.
But I didn't know it in seventh grade.
I wasn't born when you were in seventh grade.
Oh. Me.
Tears. Wait.
Yes, you were born when I was in seventh grade, you bitch.
How old were you in seventh grade?
Like 11 or 12. 13.
I was only born in 84.
It was 91.
I was
no,
in
88. Wait, 89 and 90.
I was 4 and 5. Kindergarten. When you were in seventh grade. Oh,
you're
my God,
bitch.
You're old.
You're such a bitch.
Two things in this world are very old. Dirt and Ricky.
And Ricky.
Oh, wait, and fossils. Those two.
Fossils are fake. The devil put them there to make Christians believe.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
So, Nicole and I, you know, we work together.
Do we? Really?
Cox.
Dewdrop.
But we always make fun of people at work.
You're going to fail. You're going to fail in life.
Ain't never nobody singer ever made no money.
What? You're crazy. Lots of them have. Name one.
Frank Sinatra.
Who the hell is Frank Sinatra? Oh, God.
Oh, God. If you haven't seen that movie, run, don't walk hard to see it.
Oh,
got
good
it?
One.
Yeah, thanks.
But you totally stole that man's line. He's going to sue you. One, run, don't walk. I messed it up. I apologize.
Walk, don't run.
No,
so,
it's...
So, I'm hungry.
Not me. I'm enjoying this large drink from Chili's.
I see.
Delicious.
Bitch. So what else do we want to talk about? We got to make this more interesting.
I thought it was pretty interesting so far.
Oh, well, so you don't know anything about podcasting. Because you're young and stupid.
Excuse me, geezer. Explain the rules. Explain the rules to
you're
me.
You're such a bitch. Geezer. Yes.
I could have said codger.
What the fuck is that?
The same as like an old geezer, you old fart.
I could have said you whippersnapper.
Then you'd really be old, like a grandpa.
You're still wet behind the ears.
At least I can hear out of mine.
What?
Minus my hearing aids. With gray hair growing out of
I don't have gray hair.
Yet.
People, I want you to email foulmonkeys.com or female. I don't even know the name of my show.
Have you seen my baseball? Fuck them, me. People are going to think I'm such an idiot. I really do have a brain, people. I really do.
Email foulmonkeys@gmail.com and say how mean she's to me.
No. Tell them how awesome I am. And you want me back every day. Or else I'm going to kill you all. I'll track you down.
With her machete.
I'm going to train my mind and my body to kill you in a machete fight.
And she's going to half all of you.
Exactly.
Oh, God. My head hurts now because I laughed too hard. I laughed like a big, fat black woman.
Maureen.
Oh, tell everybody what I send you messages over the phone.
Oh, God.
Babes.
Do you still have it on your phone?
I might just.
Oh.
I blinded myself. Hang on.
So I want to remind everyone that we have a 2-year anniversary coming up. So give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. That is the anniversary of the show, not the anniversary of Herb and I being together. You plus me equals us. That's calculus. Remind me, I'll make you that DVD. Do you still have it?
Crickets, dead air.
So I always call Nicole up with a message from my phone saying that I'm Cher.
Yeah, in case you didn't get it, that's his Cher impersonation.
Hey, babes.
Babes. I got you, babes.
So every time we're at work and I sing a song, she's like,
no.
Cher doesn't sing that.
My favorite thing that you do is when you go,
hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Go watch the Goonies, people. Please. Sloth.
The first time I did that at work, Nicole almost fell down on the ground.
I wanted to kill myself with the laughter.
So we're always talking about also what Halloween costumes were going to be next year. So we're like Sonny and Bono. And what was yesterday's we were talking? And we're going to be...
We were going to be the Spice Girls, but
that we're
going to
be Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding.
Yes! I'm going to be Nancy, and I'm going to scream, why me? Why me?
And I'm going to be Tanya Harding and tie my shoe over and over again.
And bash my leg with a...
With a lead pipe.
I have 3 of these from you.
Oh, you do? What else do you have?
One says whore. Let's see what that says.
Hold it up to the microphone. Is it on speaker?
Wait, it is now. Hang on. I'm retarded.
Sorry, I can't work a phone.
So here we go.
Why don't you just go back to Whore Island?
Whore.
And what's the other one? Have you saved all of them?
I just haven't deleted anything.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Oh, that's when you said didn't work when I sent you mine. Where's the one that I sent? Let's see. Maybe you can hear it now.
Yeah, since I didn't get it.
I don't want to go to Whore Island. I like it here with the real world, you little dick.
Yes.
So this is what we...
Revenge.
We send messages back and forth like that. So we think it's fun and junk and stuff. And stuff.
As such.
And such as... And the Irax thinks it's funny too.
Buy me a globe and a map because I don't have one.
Do you know where the Africas are?
There's more than one?
Apparently.
Oh, well, if Miss Teen USA says so, there must be.
In such as?
Irax.
And as such.
Word. Word to your mother.
So we're at 25 minutes. Can you believe that already?
How long do they last?
30 minutes.
No.
Are you upset?
Yes.
You can come back and be on the show again.
Can we just do another one after this?
I don't know what else we need to talk about.
We haven't talked about scary movies, really. We haven't talked about our favorite scary, like, murder scenes. We were totally going to talk about that, and we didn't.
Well, maybe next time.
No! We're doing one after this.
Can you put the gun away?
Well, I thought it was a knife. I don't have both weapons.
You're like, this is going to be the best murder scene ever!
Ooh, Emily.
Wasn't that good?
You sound like Reagan in The Exorcist.
Thank you. You know that really happened to a boy, but they had to make it into a girl to make people feel sorry for her.
Why has it got to be a girl to be pathetic and get possessed?
Yeah, because you're all fucking losers. That's why I'm gay as shit.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm offended.
You should
be. Not really, actually.
Your face should be offended.
Fuck you.
By your mom's face.
What?
You're
that doesn't
me.
Even make any sense. Oh, my God. Obsession. Ooh, my obsession.
Monday, Sunday,
that should just play as
Tuesday.
You walk into the room.
I know, right?
With Mariah in the background. My obsession. What do you want? Wow, if you guys could see
that's
him.
That's me in the recording room.
Oh, you're very aggressive with your body. Does she do that? I don't think so. You look like you're having a seizure. She doesn't sing like that.
Nothing like a chandelier and then...
I think this song's about side effects or something. I don't know.
It's Mariah. Shut up, bitch.
I'm sorry, your goddess is on.
This is going to be a number one hit, I know it. Along with Migrate, Side Effects, Bye Bye.
Bye Bye is already on the radio.
I know. I think For the Record's pretty good, too.
Which one's that?
Hold on, I'll play it after this. She's so pretty.
Thanks.
No, she's so pretty.
Oh.
You're
sorry.
Ugly. Side effects.
Tears. Oh, you're horrible for a person's self-esteem.
It's to make my...
Uh-huh.
It's to make mine look better.
That's the perfume commercial song.
Yep. Oh, is it?
Yes.
The Mariah commercial?
Where she's like... and she's like all like skimpily dressed.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, YouTube it.
Shut up, bitch.
Tom Cruise, Cadillac Feathers.
That's them. I need to see if they have a new episode out.
No, because I don't want to watch it. Plant Unicorn, Unicorn Planet. Yes, I feel like buying some perfume right now.
For the record.
Keep your day job.
Na, na, na.
I think you just lost like 1,000 listeners.
I wish I had that many.
They're deafened. Those who were going to turn on the podcast, they had to stop because they heard it.
I wish.
Without even downloading it.
I wish I had that many listeners.
How many do you have?
About 400.
Oh, I thought it was
it
like
ranges
six.
From 4 to 5.
People? Oh,
no.
Sad.
Me. All right, people.
I
so, this is the end of Foul Monkeys, episode 156. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Leave us a 2-year anniversary message, or you can email it to us. Join our Frapper map, our MySpace.
What's a Frapper map?
Bitch, you don't know what a Frapper map is?
No, especially when you talk like you got marbles in your mouth.
Your mom's marbles in my mouth. When I say marbles, I mean her titties.
Whoa.
Here's a Frapper map. It tells where everybody is. See?
Oh. That's a map? Wow, I haven't seen one. I didn't go to school.
Such as and as such.
Irax.
This is the United States, didn't know. That's Alex.
Alex was cute. Show me some cute boys.
Well, see, the thing is that most of them are gay.
Well,
now, Alex isn't gay.
Show me some cute straight ones.
That's a rare occurrence here.
I can think gay guys are cute. I don't care.
Oh, I thought you meant cute straight guys.
Well, I did, but I'll look at cute gay guys, too. I'm equal opportunity admirer.
Well, we can look at this later.
Oh, okay.
So let me get the ending. Is there anything you want to say about Foul Monkeys? And did you enjoy your time here?
I did. I want to do it again right now. Let's stop this one and start a new one. We have time for one more. Come on. It's only 11:30.
My ears. Leave us a review on iTunes. Do you have, you don't have iTunes, do you, bitch?
No, I don't.
You're a slut, whore, face, cunt from hell.
Oh my God.
I know, it's the best compliment I ever gave you.
It was. It made me feel tingly.
All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Later.
Bye.
Hobble and junk and stuff.
Iraq.
Such as.
As such.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show, but don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Nice, let's cornhole some drunks.
I know, right?